too drunk.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want after this club. You know I get nasty.
You know I get nasty. Don't Uber ride in my house. You caught a taxi.
I'm picky with my women. I'm deciding. Call me to your crib, I'm sliding.
This is the Shades of She podcast. My name is Alexis, and I am also the creator of the Melanin Impact. Thank you guys so much for tuning in again, and I greatly appreciate that. No matter how many times I say it, I promise I really do appreciate it. So today's topic is one that I feel like I'm definitely resonating with now in the present moment of my life. And I guess you would say it's a theme. It is called This Too Shall Pass. And I know you've probably heard that 1,000 different times in 1,000 different ways. And somehow it still reigns true for every and anything we go through in life. So I just wanted to focus on these just simple words that hold so much meaning, just so that, you know, it reminds us that both joy and suffering are coming and going. And I thought about this when I was making my notes for this episode. I think when we hear "this too shall pass," we see it as a negative. We see it as this negative thing in my life is gonna end at some point. We don't ever consider to think that maybe the joy, the happiness, the liveliness of our lives is also going to pass. And just like none of us like to really think about that one person that we're close to, that one person in our family that we love, and they're getting older and life is happening, they're not going to be here forever. And at some point, their existence will pass. And I just want us to open our minds up for this episode just a smidge to the joy and the suffering of what this theme for today means. And my first key point is more so focusing on the moments of hardship. And believe me when I say it's easy to feel overwhelmed and trapped in the present when it feels like life is just beating you down and you can't get up and life is just not letting you get a second wind before it's like knocking you back down, I know how that feels. I have had so many days and moments like that, especially when I was in college and when it came to assignments being due or homework that needed to be done. And I was out of high school. I'm working now and I'm trying to get on my feet and I'm still trying to graduate college. There were so many times when I felt like I'm never going to graduate. Like, this is maybe just not for me. And it took this long to realize it. You know, it happened a lot of times like that where I just felt like I didn't know what I was doing in college. Like, it just felt like it was just hard. And I felt like nobody else was having the same experience as I was. And even outside of college and everything, with my parents having their medical conditions, as a child being in high school at the time when it was very fresh to all of us, I definitely felt overwhelmed because I was a young teenager by myself, still living at home. I do have an older sibling, but being at home and seeing it firsthand, it felt like the world was closing in on me every day just a little bit more. And to think that I was supposed to be out here living my best life, enjoying high school, experiencing these 4 years of my life that are supposed to be so life-changing, it felt like it didn't even feel good to celebrate. It didn't even feel good to enjoy high school because I knew when I got back home that, okay, my mom is not well. My dad is not well. I have to be strong for them. And for me to be in that mindset in high school, it was a lot more than I really imagined that it was going to wear on me. It was a lot more than what I had understood at that time. But understanding that those difficult circumstances are temporary can provide perspective and relief. And now I'm so grateful and so blessed to still have my parents with me. And they're in such better places now, mentally, physically, emotionally, across the board. They are in a much better place now. And I'm so happy to still have them with me. But I promise you, in that moment, it feels like that is your life. It feels like that is all there's ever going to be. And there's nothing about it that's going to change, get better, evolve, nothing. I'm here to tell you, it is a temporary circumstance. Your current circumstance is not your forever circumstance. You can get through it and you will get through it. And I'm sorry if tough love isn't your thing, but you have to believe it first before you expect the world to tell you, before you expect your family to tell you, before you expect maybe even God to tell you. You have to believe in yourself that I am not going to let this moment define me. I am not going to let this moment wear me down. I am not going to sulk in these negative emotions for the sake of myself. I am going to get through this because it is a temporary circumstance. Everything passes. And yes, I'm not going to hold you and act like life is all peaches and glitter and everything has a 48-hour lapse before it should get better. Life happens, and some battles take a lot longer to win than others. They take a lot longer. But I find that in those moments, that is the best lesson when it comes to gaining strength in yourself. I didn't know the kind of strength I had until I was heartbroken. And sitting here today saying that is crazy because for so long, I wouldn't label it that. It wasn't that. I felt like being heartbroken was so much more than what I have felt. So I was like, oh, this is nothing. Like, this can't be what everybody's talking about here. No, this can't be that. But in all actuality, for me at that time in my life, the best way to say it was I was heartbroken because it hurt. it hurt. Oh my gosh. And maybe one of these days I'll get to the point where I find that the story is worth sharing, but I'm so far past it now, it doesn't feel useful to bring it back up. But when I was heartbroken and I cried and cried and cried, eventually I got sick of crying. My eyes hurt. I think I was down to like 2 drips of tears, literally, because like I couldn't cry anymore. I couldn't be any worse off than I felt. And I just made the conscious decision to say, I am not going to sulk here. I am not going to suffer in these negative emotions. I am not going to let this moment define me for the rest of my life. And I think that's what got to me a little bit too. I started to think like, what if I don't recover from this? What if I don't bounce back? What is going to happen to the rest of my life? And I think just seeing the bigger picture was like, nah, I can't go out like that. Ain't no way. I'm not doing that. I'm bigger than this moment. I'm better than this moment. And I feel like we all have to get that mindset and we have to learn how to apply it. So with that, I'm going to go into applying the wisdom that you're taking from today's episode. So you might be asking yourself, how can you apply that mindset of this too shall pass in your daily life? And not to say that every day is a excruciating, traumatic experience, but even just these little things, like I know we can all relate to working with a coworker that we aren't necessarily fond of, or dealing with somebody in our family that we don't really care for, but you know, you gotta like communicate, or just anything that you feel like it brings out that side of you that's like, man, if one more person says something to me today, it's on and popping. You know what I'm saying? You're thinking about it right now because you know what I'm talking about. Okay. But it can literally be something just as small as that. And even in those moments where you feel like, if this person asks me to do one more thing, it's going to be me and them by the water cooler. I don't even know if do jobs have water coolers anymore. I don't know. But even just stuff as simple as that, like those moments will pass. Just like you're going to clock out eventually and go back home and you don't have to deal with the people no more. That's the type of mindset you have to have, because don't give those people more than what they deserve. Go in, do what you gotta do, and leave. But I feel like a lot of us, we let everything get to us. We let everything change our mood. We let everything bother us. And there has to be some level of restraint and some level of common sense, I guess I should say, because I can't think of the word I'm trying to use. But there has to be some level of common sense to know that, okay, this is my boundary. This is what I'm going to allow. This is what I'm not going to allow. You cannot let everything bother you all the time, because you are going to spiral out of control every single day. And before you know it, you're going to take it out on somebody who didn't even deserve it. And then you're going to be like, oh my God, how could I do that? That will pass. You've got to believe that. You've got to move like you know that. So firstly, during challenging times, practice patience and perseverance. You just have to keep reminding yourself that no matter how daunting the situation may be, it is impermanent and you have the strength to endure it. Just like I was saying, just about like being at work or being around a family member you don't care for or a person you don't necessarily like. You have to be patient. You have to persevere, and you have to remind yourself that I have the strength to get through this. No matter how long that this is, you have the strength to get through it. You didn't come this far by not having patience. Even though it might not be the first instinct you have, you do have patience. And it's best to just keep practicing that, because somebody's always going to be trying to get a rise out of you. No matter how old you get, no matter where you go, somebody's always going to try to get a rise out of you. And it's up to you to take that moment, take a deep breath and realize like, that ain't even how I'm trying to move no more. That's not even what I'm trying to get into. I cannot stand this culture of everybody feeling like you gotta say something. You gotta retaliate. You gotta let them know not to play with you. No, you don't. Who are you trying to prove your strength to? Who are you trying to prove that I'm not the one to? Because I'm promising you, that has a negative backfire more than it works for people. That's just my two cents. I'm gonna leave that there. Y'all do what y'all want with that. Secondly, cultivate gratitude and savor those moments of joy. Because like I said, just like suffering may come, just like sadness may come, just like grief may come, joy will come and go as well. Life will not always be great. It won't always be sunshine and rainbows and glitter and love. And it won't always feel like you hit the lottery every day. So you have to savor those moments and be grateful. A grateful heart will take you places that a positive mindset just can't go, you know. And it's great to have both. But when you are grateful, you just start looking at things different. You start appreciating things differently. You start moving differently because you realize life is short. People are literally dying, just living their lives. Just living their lives. People are dying, being innocent victims of other actions around them. When you start to become grateful for the life you have and the life that you are, what's the word I'm looking for? When you're grateful for the life that you have, you can move like nothing bothers you because you realize that somebody's got it worse. You may not appreciate having to pay all those bills, but somebody's homeless and they would love your cool AC and your heat and your fridge full of food and your TV. They would love those things. So just moving with more gratefulness and appreciating those moments of joy changes everything. And also recognize the nature of your happiness and appreciate the beauty of every moment. You may look at some moments in life and think, there is nothing good about this. This is bad. This is horrible. I don't like it. Ugh. I promise you, there's something positive in just about everything. And it may not be a physical positive, if that makes sense. It may be a mental positive thing. Like, say, I'll use myself for example. I was rushed to the ER last year. And granted, it was a eye-opening experience. Oh my gosh, it was an eye-opening experience. But I'm grateful for it because it made me pay attention to my body. It made me pay attention to taking care of myself instead of being, I'm gonna just call a spade. I was being greedy, okay? I was being greedy. It made me pay attention to my body and stop putting my greed above what my body naturally was doing. And I know that makes no sense. I talked about it a little bit more on past episodes. Try to go and listen to those. You'll get some more detail. But just realizing that in that moment, yes, it sucked being there. It's unfortunate how it all took place. But I really did need that pause. I needed that moment to just sit. I needed that moment to not worry about a thing, worry about an errand, worry about a job, worry about what I'm going to do tomorrow, what I'm going to do the rest of the day. I needed to sit still. And I'm so grateful that I did. I didn't plan on it happening like that. But I do appreciate that moment. And just going off of what Dad was saying, appreciate the beauty of every moment because tomorrow is not promised to anybody. And just like today's theme, the days will pass. None of us are getting younger by the day. So you got to appreciate everything around you. No matter how life is treating you, no matter how you may feel, please try to find the happiness in it. I promise it makes the world of a difference. And lastly, for applying the wisdom to your life, embrace change as a natural part of life, ebbs and flows. Change is happening whether you want it to or not. I know some people are like, ugh, change. And some people are like, oh my gosh, I love change. It all varies. But one thing about life, two things are certain, change is going to come and go. And it's best to embrace it, learn from it, and work with the transition instead of working against it. Welcome it as an opportunity for growth and renewal. You are not meant to be the same person you were 10 years ago. You're not meant to be the same person you were a year ago. You're not meant to be the same person you were 6 months ago. And if you have successfully fought that growth up until this point, okay, girl. But it would be so much easier if you just went along with it and leaned into it. It's such a beautiful thing to see yourself grow and to see that I am not who I was before. There's something so beautiful about change. And I just hope that one day we can all be more welcoming of it, because life is going to do some things to you that you may not like, that you may despise, but you have 100% control in how you move forward from those events happening in your life. Just like me being rushed to the ER and me being heartbroken and things like that, and everything that happened with my parents, I had a choice every day to either sit in that moment, soak in it, let it get the best of me, or move forward and bounce back. And I tell you one thing about me, two things for certain, I can bounce back. It may take me a minute because I'm a little hard-headed and stubborn, but I will bounce back. Okay, that's just the guarantee right there. I'm sorry, just the way I'm built, the way I've grown, I know I can bounce back. And it's not a question of if, it's just a question of when. And you know, as I finish up today's episode, I want y'all to just reflect on that phrase, this too shall pass. And whether you're facing a challenge or you're celebrating a victory or a special moment in your life, remember that nothing in life is permanent and each moment is a gift. I thank y'all so much for listening to today's episode, and I will see y'all on the next one.
Be your thing.